Hi, this is Les Mesa with Accessible Electronics, and I'm going to be doing a little demonstration of the Rockbox Sansa E200 series MP3 players. I'm going to be using my own personal E260, which is the 4GB model, and I have to tell you that you might hear some background sounds coming from the birds or somebody working in the house. So here we go, I'm going to press the button now. Now it's a little click, takes about 4 seconds maybe.
Recent bookmark.
Comes up in recent bookmarks, and at that point, if you want to pick up with one of your bookmarks, you can press the select button.
Bookmark 1 folder 1963 please me. Index 1 time 31 seconds file 01 I saw her standing there point MP3.
So this is the Beatles, I saw her standing there. And we're going to press the select button to pick up where I left off the last time I listened to it.
Well, she looked at me, and I could see that before too long, I fall in love.
Turn it down a little bit. All right, so now to pause it, you just press the pause button, and it just pauses. And now I'm going to press the power button to get back to the menus. Now, you're going to hear it say it's creating a bookmark. What it's actually doing is updating the existing one. So here I'm going to press the power button.
Bookmark created. Bookmark 1 folder 1963 please me. Index 1 time 46 seconds file 01 I saw her standing there point MP3.
As you heard, it told you which bookmark you were on. So now we're going to go look around the files and see what's in there.
Recent bookmark.
We're in the recent bookmarks menu item.
File.
Here are files. So we press select to go into that.
MicroSD 1.
This is the micro SD card, which is in the card slot.
My music.
There's a My Music.
Photo.
Photo.
Record.
Record.
GMP. Video. Version.txt. Video.
And those are all the folders.
GMP. Record.
That I have on this one. Yours might be a little bit different when you get it.
Photo. My Music. MicroSD 1.
We're going to go into the microSD card because I don't have any music or anything on this one. It's on the microSD card itself, so press select on that.
Beatles Remasters Stereo.
And we got the Beatles Remasters. So to see which albums are in there, press the select button.
1963 please me.
There's please me.
1963 with the Beatles.
With the Beatles.
1964 Hard Day's Night.
Hard Day's Night.
1964 Beatles for Sale.
Beatles for Sale.
1965 Rubber Soul.
So we're just going to take a look inside one of these to see how the songs sound like when they're voiced.
01 Drive My Car point MP3.
Drive My Car.
02 Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown, MP3. 03 You Won't See Me, point MP3. 04 Nowhere Man, point MP3.
So let's play Nowhere Man. So we just press select on that one.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for now.
We're going to pause it here and go back out to the menus.
Bookmark created. 04 Nowhere Man point MP3.
There we go.
05 Think for Yourself point MP3.
Let's try a different album.
1965 Rubber Soul. 1966 Revolver. 1967 Magical Mystery Tour.
Let's hear something out of Magical Mystery Tour.
01 Magical Mystery Tour point MP3. 02 The Fool on the Hill point MP3. 03 Flying point MP3. 04 Blue Jayway point MP3. 05 Your Mother Should Know point MP3. 06 I'm the Walrus point MP3.
Let's hear I'm the Walrus.
I am he as you are, he as you are.
Okay, we're going to pause it now. Go back out.
Bookmark created. 06, I'm the Walrus Point MP3.
Yes, it created a bookmark. So I'll show you how many bookmarks we have in there when I finish this little demonstration of just showing you the menus.
1967 Magical Mystery Tour.
Selecting and how well it reads the names of the files and the folders.
1967 Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. 1968 The Beatles, White Album, Disc 1. 1968 The Beatles, White Album, Disc 2. 1969 Abbey Road.
Let's see what's in Abbey Road.
01 Come Together Point MP3. 02 Something Point MP3. 03 Maxwell Silver Hammer Point MP3. 040 Darling Point MP3. 05 Octopus's Garden Point MP3. 06 I Want You, She's. 08 Because Point MP3. 09 You Never Give Me Your Money Point MP3. 10 Sun King Point MP3. 11 Mean Mr. Mustard Point MP3.
Let's hear Mean Mr. Mustard. So we're gonna pause it. Go back out to the menus.
Bookmark created. 11 Mean Mr. Mustard Point MP3.
Back
1969 Abbey Road.
Pressing the left button.
Beatles Remastered Stereo. M I C R O file.
Okay, so we're gonna go into the recent bookmarks.
Recent bookmark.
And see how many
bookmark
bookmarks.
Bookmark 1 folder. 1969 Abbey Road. Index 11, time 12 seconds, file 11, Mean Mr. Mustard Point MP3.
There's Mean Mr. Mustard.
2 folder, 1967 Magical Mystery Tour. Index 6, time 30 seconds, file 06, I'm the Walrus Point MP3.
I'm the Walrus.
4 folder. Oops. 3 folder, 1965 Rubber Soul. Index 3, time 0 seconds, file 03, You Won't See Me Point MP3. 2 folder, 1969 Abbey Road. Index 11, time 12 seconds, file 11, Mean Mr. Mustard Point MP3.
So you can see the last thing that you were playing gets a bookmark created for it, and it places it at the top of the list and moves everything else down. It keeps 10 bookmarks.
1 folder, 2, 3, 4. 1 folder, 19, 4 folder,
so
1963,
four in there now.
Please Me. Index 1, time 46 seconds, file 01, I Saw Her Standing There, point MP3.
This is the first one I played, and so now it's number 4 instead of number 1. And if you select that one, it'll pick up where exactly where you left off. So just to demonstrate that, we're going to select it. And we're going to press the pause button. So you can see the bookmarks.
Bookmark created. Bookmark 1 folder. 1963 Please Please Me. Index 1 time 50. 2 folder. 1 folder. 1963 Please Please Me. Index 1 time 53 seconds. File 01, I Saw Her Standing There, point MP3.
So you can see that was the last one we listened to, so it's back up at number 1. And that way you can choose out of 10 files or 10 folders. Could be 10 different books, could be 10 different albums, whatever. And you can just pick up wherever you left off on each one of those. But I want to demonstrate more on how well the Sanses talk with Rockbox.
Recent bookmark.
So.
System.
Okay, we're going to go into the system and I'm going to have it tell you the time. So you press select on system.
Time and date.
And you press select on time and date.
Set time and date.
And you press and hold the select button, it'll tell you the time and date.
Current time, 4:13 p.m. October 2, 2009.
And it tells you the time and date.
Time and date.
Now, to see how well your battery's doing.
Rockbox info.
You go into the Rockbox info menu. You press select.
Battery level 91%, 22 hours, 45.
And it tells you what percentage your battery's at. That way you can decide whether you want to charge it or whether it's going to be juiced up enough for you to take it wherever you're going and not run out of steam while you're listening to it.
Rockbox info. System. Recent bookmark. File. Database.
I tend to stay out of the database because it makes it want to do cataloging and indexing, and it just wastes time, in my opinion, so I don't even deal with it. I just copy and paste my files into the Sansa, and I find them in the files and play them whenever I want. I don't have to muck about with syncing it or going through this database process.
Resume playback. Settings.
There's settings.
Sound setting.
The sound settings.
Volume. Bass.
You can adjust the bass.
Treble.
Treble.
Balance.
Balance.
Channel configuration.
Channel configuration.
Stereo. Mono. Custom. Mono left. Mono right. Karaoke.
You can even set it up to do karaoke.
Stereo. Mono. Custom. Mono left. Cancel. Channel configuration. Stereo width.
You can mess around with the stereo width to make it wider or narrower to your liking.
Crossfeed. Equalize. Dithering. Equalize. Enable equalizer. Yes. Enable equalizer.
Okay, the equalizer's enabled.
Graphical equalizer. Pre-cut. Simple equalizer setting. 60 Hertz band gain. 0 decibel.
You can create your own custom graphic equalizer setting.
60 Hertz band gain. Simple equalizer setting. Advanced equalizer settings. Low shelf filter. Peak filter. High shelf filter. Low shelf filter. Peak filter. 1. Advanced equalizer set. Save equalizer preset. Browse equalizer presets. Acoustic point CFG. Bass point CFG. Classical point CFG.
You have a choice of equalizer settings you can choose.
Default point CFG. Disco point CFG. Electronic point CFG. Hip hop point CFG. Jazz point CFG. Lounge point CFG. Pop point CFG. R&B point CFG. Rock point CFG. Vocal point CFG. Acoustic point CFG.
And that's that selection.
Browse equalizer preset. Enable equalizer. Equalize. Dithering. Time stretch. Limiter preamp. Volume. Sound setting. Playback settings.
I'm just going through these real quickly so you can hear what options are available to you.
Shuffle.
You can choose shuffle.
Repeat.
The repeat.
Play selected file first. Fast forward and rewind. Fade on stop and pause. Crossfade. Replay gain. Track skip beep. Auto change directory. Last point FM log. Cushit support. Script length. Playback settings. General setting. Playlists. Database. Display. System. Display. System. Start screen.
You can select what start screen you want.
Main menu.
Main menu.
File. Database. Resume playback. Settings. Recording. FM radio. Recent bookmark.
So you can basically choose where you want it to start up when you would turn it on, and it'll be in that screen. So you don't have to arrow down to whatever you want to do. It just starts right there.
Cancel. Start screen. System. Start screen. Disk. Idle power. Limit. Idle power off. 4 minutes.
I have my idle power set off to 4 minutes, so if I don't do anything with it for 4 minutes, it just shuts down automatically. You can set it to
three
your
minutes.
Liking.
2 minutes. 1 minute. 3 minutes. 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes. 2 minutes. 1 off. 60 minutes. 45 minutes. 30 minutes. 15. 4 minutes.
So you just choose whichever you want.
Idle power off. Limit. Car adapter mode. Wheel light timeout. Key click. Start screen. System. Bookmarking.
Here's the bookmarking.
Language. Voice.
Here's the voice.
Voice menu.
And this is set to yes.
Yes. Voice menu. Voice directories.
This is whether you want the directories voiced.
Spell.
I have it set to spell, but you can have it set to
number,
which will just say a number like 1, 2 for each folder.
Off.
You have it off.
Spell.
Have it set to spell in case it doesn't have a way to voice the actual name.
Voice directories. Use directory, talk clips.
This is where you actually tell it to read the talk clips that are generated so that Rockbox can say the name of the folders in the files.
Yes.
And so I have it set to yes.
Use directory, talk clip, voice file name. Spell.
Spell the voice file names.
Voice file name. Use file, talk clips.
And you can tell it to use the file clips that are generated so it can voice it.
Yes. Use file, talk clip, say file type. No.
I don't need it to tell me the file types, so just say no.
Say file type. Announce battery level. No.
I have that set to no because it'll interrupt when you're listening to something and tell you that, you know, you have 50% of a battery or 60 or whatever percentage. It'll just lower the volume of whatever you're listening to and tell you that data. So I don't have that on.
Announce battery level. Voice menu. Voice. Playlists. File view. General setting. Theme setting. Recording settings.
You can set the recording settings.
Manage settings. Sound setting. Playback settings. Settings.
With Rockbox, you can configure your player to act or behave the way that you want it to. You get to control how fast it fast forwards and rewinds. You have better choices with the graphic equalizer. The time for it to turn off when it's idle. That kind of thing. So it's very configurable by the user, and it allows you to control it far better than the original firmware of these players allowed you to.
Recording. FM radio.
Here's the FM radio.
No settings found. Autoscan.
On 301 in Riverview, two lanes are blocked by a wreck there. We've got a wreck on Waters, too, between the Bethlehem's.
Expect delays westbound I-4 approaching the 275 interchange. Also southbound 75 at 301 in Riverview. A big crash blocking the two right-hand
to
lanes.
To stop playing, just press the pause button. And press the power button.
FM radio.
You're back to your menus.
Playlists. Plugins. System. Recent bookmark.
And you're back to recent bookmark. So as you can see, it talks, and it talks clearly, depending on which voice you use to voice your menu and your file names and folder names. And when you turn it off, you press the power button.
Shutting down.
And it says shutting down, and there you are. That's basically the demonstration of the talking Sansa E200 series players, which comes in different storage capacities. There's the 260 with 4 gigabyte, the 270 with 6 gigabyte, and the 280 with 8 gigabytes. And you can get more information, or you can order them at accessibleelectronics.com. And that's one word, accessibleelectronics.com. You can reach me at accessibleelectronics@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have regarding our products or how to order one. Thank you for listening.